Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
As I mentioned at the very start, there are no plans at this time to introduce charges for excessive water use by households. That's according to the Department of Housing in a statement issued. They said that while Minister for Housing James Brown had received a briefing note on the issue, no proposal has been brought to him, and such charges do not form part of the programme for government, the current programme for government, they say. Assistant Professor in Bioprocess Engineering, DCU Water Institute, Dr. Jenny Lawler, and Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on housing, Owen O'Brien, join me now to discuss this. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Jenny Lawler, first of all. It's a decade ago since this was at its height, this debate, before today. But what is your reaction to what you've heard today?
Thanks for having me on. It's a very obviously contentious issue in Ireland and always has been. And I suppose something to remember is that we do pay for water. It's paid for through our taxation. And water is very, very expensive. So treating water to a high standard and pumping it around the country to households is a very, very expensive undertaking. It has to be paid for in some way. But given the obvious problems that we have in terms of delivering a quality water product to households in various places of Ireland around the country, you know, it is obviously a very kind of a hot issue.
Mm-hmm. You might explain excessive charging for excessive usage. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so my understanding is that this was introduced for the potential to charge for excessive usage maybe something around 8 years ago. And it's been set at 230,000 litres of water per household per year, which is a very, very generous water allowance. And for the most part, the only possibility for a household to use that kind of water, even with 4, 5, 6 people living in the house, would be if there's an issue. So if there's a leak within the property. So Irish Water has the responsibility to fix leaks when they're to the exterior, mm-hmm. Of the property on a first fix free kind of basis. However, if there are leakages within a property, that's the responsibility of the householder. So number one, I suppose, to remember is that most households in Ireland have absolutely no idea how much water they're using. And we don't have a great track record in terms of encouraging conservation of water by householders, because we have no idea what we're actually using. So people often will not know that they have a leak, whether it's
Even if there is a leak, and I think this is key, Irish Water, Uisce Aidan, they do fix it free, don't they, the first time?
Not when it's within the boundary of the property.
Okay.
If it's within the boundary of the property, it's the responsibility of the householder.
And if it's within the boundary of the property and you don't know you have a leak, I mean, you could be using water or leaking water, let's say, which is damaging for everyone, and nobody knows it. Is that right?
That could be an issue, okay. Yeah. And even if you just have a leak in a toilet where you have the water constantly running from the cistern into the toilet itself, that uses a massive amount of water. That can be, you know, up to 4, 5, 6, 10 litres an hour. So it can be very significant.
Okay. Stay with me, Jenny, for a moment. Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Cormac.
So no plans at this time, the department says, to introduce charges for excessive usage, but maybe it should be back in the agenda. I mean, what's the sense in allowing a leak run and run and run and it's water going down the drain effectively?
Well, firstly, government has done more than just received a briefing from officials. Uisce Éireann were required to actually produce a very detailed plan, which they submitted to government last year, which included this charge. So this hasn't come from nowhere. So you'll excuse us if we're not convinced by the government's speedy kind of dismissal of the suggestion today. But the problem, of course, is the proposal as it's currently constituted will do nothing to help people conserve water because it's based on a false premise. So let's take the example that you just mentioned. I have a constituent here in Lucan. They bought a house at the height of the Celtic Tiger. As it happened during Uisce Éireann's meter installation programme, meter was installed. And all of a sudden they discovered that there's very, very considerable usage at that address. So mm-hmm. they did the right thing because they want to conserve water. They contacted Irish Water. They came out with their first fix service. And exactly as Jenny said, because the leak is under the foundations of the property, Uisce Éireann has no responsibility for it. this family simply cannot afford to undertake the work that is required to even identify where the leak is and get it remedied. And what government is proposing is to fine this family essentially for something they cannot fix. That's
We don't know that. We don't know the structure of this. I mean, they say they're not looking at this at all. No, but if it were to happen, there may be exemptions, surely.
So first of all, we do know the structure of this. So I was a member of the Joint Oireachtas Committee looking at the future funding of water services. And we spent a very considerable amount of time looking at the issue of how do we better promote water conservation and more efficient use of water, because Jenny is absolutely right. This is something we're very poor at in this country, mm-hmm. and we need to do more. In our report, we had an entire chapter on water conservation and 8 very detailed recommendations, all of which this government has ignored. When they sought to introduce the idea of a charge for so-called excessive use, it wasn't in the context of the discussions on conservation. It was to do with issues of funding and compliance with the Water Framework Directive of the European Union, which is why I'm absolutely convinced this proposition is a Trojan horse for the stealth introduction of water charges.
Hang on a second, I
do want to make this point, though. But on the issue you're asking about, there is a whole set of things we need to do to support people in making the right decisions in terms of more efficient use of water and conservation.
And we'll get to that in just a second. But a number of times already, you say this could be a Trojan horse, or you're not fully surprised at the reaction to this, or that this isn't a rabbit out of a hat, let's say. Jack Chambers, Minister for Public Expenditure, was into us a short time ago, and I put it to him, given the Uisge Éireann need for funding that they've laid out at about 17 billion, I think, up to 2029, I asked him about water charges specifically. Have a listen to the response.
Irish Water will have to get additional capital allocation, but in return we'll need to see strengthened delivery systems from Irish Water so that we have better turnaround of water infrastructure from the state's investment.
You'll have to have some type of water charge, though, to meet that level of funding.
That is not being reopened, Cormac.
Is it not?
That's an unequivocal answer for you, Owen.
So, first of all, if the government wants us to believe them, they should remove that section of the 2017 Water Services Act that allows for this charge to be introduced, and that would put it to bed definitively. But also, on the funding of this charge, when we were talking to Irish Water during that committee consideration, Irish Water were very clear to us. They didn't want to introduce this charge for so-called excessive use. It would actually cost them more to implement and oversee it than it would generate in revenue. So this was never about conservation. It was never about the efficient use of our water services.
How do you stop excessive use then?
It wasn't something, okay, go back to the report that we published, go back to the 8 key recommendations. We need to, for example, increase and expand the first fix service so that we can support people who don't have the financial means to fix their properties. We've pensioners all over the country, particularly in the parts of the country you're from, in old properties. These are people on relatively low incomes or very low pension incomes who don't have the financial means to bring their water system.
So are you saying, just to be clear, if the leak is internal, for example, that Uisge Éireann fix it?
I think for those households who do not have the means to undertake that work, that should be an option.
OK, absolutely. Can I go back to Jenny on that?
Also, because you asked an important question, Cormac, there also needs to be other measures. We need a public information and education campaign.
Yeah, we'll come back to that for a second.
We need a retrofitting programme. Yeah. We need changes to building regulations, all set out in our report of 8 years ago and all ignored by government.
If, Jenny, you do that, if there's an internal leak and you don't have the means that the state or Uisge Éireann fix it, I mean, would that not solve a lot of this problem in terms of excessive waste of water?
Yeah, I 100% agree with Owen on that. I think we need to move forward in terms of supports for people. It should be means tested where there's a leak, just in the same way that we do, for example, with the SEAI grants or with our fuel allowance. I 100% agree with them. But I think that we have to also identify where the issue is, kind of a polluter pays principle. So where there are people that are genuinely overusing water, on purpose or without making any nod towards conservation, you know, mm-hmm. if they're overusing water over and above their allowance to, you know, for a garden water feature or filling swimming pools or, you know, watering their lawn excessively, you know, I think those people should pay. I don't think it should be up to your standard taxpayer to pay for that excessive use of water.
Do you have a plan for those people, Owen?
Yeah, so if you take, for example, swimming pools, which is a luxury use of water, mm-hmm. a much more effective way of addressing that isn't hitting very wealthy people with a €500 charge, which won't in any way encourage them to incentivise water. But changes to the planning code, for example, requiring people with private swimming pools to have standalone water connections and allowing Ishka Éireann to make a decision on the charge for that.
What if you're just wasting water?
So, but you've asked me to deal with specific issues, and because we spent a lot of time
What if you just simply waste water, but you don't have a swimming pool? How do you deal with that?
If all of the supports are in place, whether you're talking about supporting people in water rain harvesting, whether you're supporting people in retrofitting, whether you're supporting people in fixing leaks, when all of those supports are in place, if there is a tiny number of people, right, and I am yet to be convinced that this is even the case, that are willfully wasting huge volumes of water, then we can have a conversation about what to do about those people. But you have to put in all of the positive incentives and supports first. Because when I go around my constituency and I see people's water usage, I don't see willful waste. Let's also remember the single largest waste of water in our water system is the leakage through the distribution system. 50% in Dublin City is lost in the pipes in the public side.
And
we need far more action by government to invest in and accelerate the leakage reduction programme. But the charges the government has proposed, it's not about conservation. It is a Trojan horse for introduction of water charges.
They haven't proposed, they're not just considering those charges. Can I go back to Jenny really briefly?
If they do try to proceed with the legislation...
Yeah. You've had a good old run. Can I go back to Jenny really briefly? Are you not as convinced that there are people willfully wasting water as Ona Brin?
Well, I would say that there's probably wastage because of a lack of awareness. And I agree with Owen, we don't have a good enough communication around that. As I said, people have no idea how much water they're using because Ishka Éireann doesn't communicate to the householders how much water they're using. So that could be a first step. And I think that's probably outlined in the various plans for how you could go around and do that. But I think that, you know, I totally agree with what Owen's saying. The infrastructure problem is the key thing here, and there's not enough investment in that. Okay. And it is up to the government to figure out a way to pay for that. And I totally agree with Owen. €500 from a number of households isn't going to make even a dent in the amount of investment that's needed in our water infrastructure, which is way behind where it should be. The investment is way behind the levels that we would see around Europe and the UK, and something definitely needs to be done.
We will leave it there. Dr. Jenny Lawler from DCU Water Institute, thank you very much indeed. Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, thank you as well. Absolutely, excessive water usage should be charged for, says that listener. Another, water is not a commodity, it's a right. It's up to the state to ensure there's a fit for purpose water distribution system in place for everyone, says this listener. After the break, we'll discuss TikTok's new wind down feature for teens.